Hey, this is Sharan Srivatsa. Welcome back to the Business School Podcast. And this is a fairly tactical episode for anyone that is thinking about doing or already does email-based marketing. I break down 7 lessons learned from the last 7 million emails that I've sent. I send over 1 million emails a month, and I do it all myself. I have a deep understanding of what works, what doesn't work for me. And I package them all up into 7 lessons that you can utilize and improve upon right now. So the strategies, the tactics, and very specifically the how-to is what I'm going to break down, and all of the starts right here, right now.
One thing is for certain. Just because it's tried and true doesn't mean it's working right now. So the big question is this. Where can you learn what is working right now? The strategies, the tactics, the psychology, and the exact how-to. How to grow your business. How to blow up your personal brand and supercharge your personal growth. That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Sharan Srivatsa, and welcome to Business School.
This is going to be an ultra-tactical episode that you probably listen to a couple times or send to your marketing team leads and team members who deal with direct response marketing or email marketing, because it's hard to pick up on these nuances without being an operator of these things. I am probably an anomaly because I spend time day-to-day, working through the email marketing stuff where I actually have operator-like granularity around what buttons to push and what deliverability you get and how things work. And I don't expect that from everyone else because everyone else has different interests and priorities. But what I want to show you today is I want to take you through 7 lessons learned from sending my last 7 million emails. So on average, I send 1 million emails a month and I write every single one of them. I see the data points behind it. I see what worked, what didn't work, and have a chance to actually build and develop it, because email is a very serious one-to-one platform. And most of the world has bastardized it because they say, oh, we're going to convert email to newsletters. Because I will tell you this, nobody ever woke up in the morning and said, I'm so excited to get Sharan's newsletter today. Maybe he'll send me a recipe. Maybe he's got a bunch of pictures. Like, nobody did that. The only newsletter that people actually want is the newsletter that they subscribe to. So if you subscribe to something like The Hustle or The Morning Brew, you know that's a newsletter. And you know that's what you subscribe for. And therefore, you know that's what you're getting. Therefore, you know that's exactly what you expect. But when someone finds us on the internet and someone jumps into our world, the last thing that they want is to get a newsletter from us every 14 days. And here is why. The average consumer, which is a normal person in the world, receives about 97 emails in their inbox on a daily basis. 97 not in their promo tab. 97 emails in their inbox on a daily basis. That means our newsletter that we send on a bi-monthly basis, which is, every other week, is 1 out of 1,500 emails. And it's filled with graphics and recipes and stuff that you find a way to hammer in there that they don't really love, because they are not expecting a newsletter from us because you're not The Morning Brew or The Hustle, right? And so knowing that is really important. So how do you write email? So what I want to share with you today is 7 lessons learned from sending my last 7 million emails, which is not even in the last 7 months, and something specific that I think you will appreciate. So let's jump right into it, because it's going to be ultra tactical. So lesson number 1 is that deliverability is king. All right, say it again. Deliverability is king. There's a couple different types of deliverability that I often think about. And most of those for me are connected into 2 different buckets. Bucket number 1, when I actually send an email, especially from an email marketing basis, if I send an email, is it even getting to the person? Is it even being delivered to their inbox? Is it even being delivered to their account? There's hard bounces. There's a bunch of strange rules that how email marketing works on the internet that you may not even realize. So deliverability is really, really important. And the second part of deliverability is, 1, does it even get to the recipient? 2, when it does get to the recipient, where does it go? Does it go to their primary folder or does it go to their promo tabs, especially like on Gmail, if you will, right? So let's actually talk about that. Deliverability is king. And I would, my team checks our deliverability often across a couple different sites. If you want to check if your deliverability is working, go to mail-tester.com. That's what we use, mail-tester.com. And it'll tell you your deliverability score. And if your score is not a you know, 8, 9, or 10 out of 10, it'll tell you where it's broken and how you can actually fix it. And if you just do those things, it'll get better right away. Deliverability is king. The interesting part about this also is, at the time of recording this episode, February of 2024, there's a bunch of new rules related to deliverability where Outlook, Gmail, Hotmail, Yahoo Mail, all of those big email inboxes are clamping down to ensure that email is only sent by verified sources. So if you have any kind of email marketing through ActiveCampaign or HubSpot or whatever your email marketing service is, you want to make sure that in the advanced tab of your settings, all the DKIM and DMARC settings are taken care of. If you don't know what they are, you should ask support and you should get somebody who is well-versed in that to fix it up, because I'll tell you what happened. I actually let it go for a week or so to see how it would affect my deliverability. And my deliverability was, I literally saw a drop in 25% of my opens and engagements. That's significant for me. And then as soon as I fixed my deliverability, which is updated my DKIM and DMARC settings, as the email marketing service told me, it instantly changed and I actually got better deliverability, which is amazing to me. So number one, check your deliverability, because deliverability is king. Number two, cadence is queen. So what is cadence? Cadence is ensuring that you don't send one email every 2 weeks because you are a unusual friend in their inbox. Inboxes like people that you talk to often. There's a reason why you talk to your coworkers often. There's a reason why you talk to your family often. There's a reason why you talk to your friends fairly often. And the inboxes are trained for that. So it's our job to stay cadence-wise in good cadence in sharing email. Now, I've experimented a lot of different cadence approaches. I will tell you right now, even though you're going to think this is crazy, I got my best and highest deliverability, best and highest engagement rate, best and highest relationship with my email community when I was writing daily email. I wrote an email 7 days a week. And a lot of us think that, ooh, that's too much. But we are in our model of the world. We think getting something from somebody is too much daily because we think it's too much. And the reason we think it's too much is because we don't write good things. If somebody wrote you good email every single day, you'd be totally okay to get it. And that's super important. But so what I've realized is over the years, I went 7 days a week. I tried 2 days a week. I tried five days a week. I tried 4 days a week. And I wanted to see which cadence for me got me the optimal results without reducing engagement and efficiency and all of that. So here's what I have found. I have found that for me, 3 times a week seems to work really well. And sometimes I'll do 4, but I never do less than 3 times a week. So 3 times a week works really well for me. I'll tell you exactly what I do. I do a Tuesday, Thursday, generally Saturday or Sunday email. Tuesday, Thursday, generally Saturday or Sunday. And it works great. And sometimes I'll do some reminders, but that's my cadence. And I've noticed that when I drop off that cadence, my engagement dramatically drops off. So if you have not been doing a cadence of multiple emails a week, I would just start slow. I would first get to a 1 a week. Then I would add in a couple of weeks, add another. So now you're 2 a week. Then I would add, then I would wait for a few weeks, get that season. Then I would add 3 a week and I would pause. And I would just stabilize that for a few months so you can get the inboxes trained that you are a credible, valid, viable contact subscriber that people know that they can trust and deliver. So that's number two, cadence is queen. And third, I will tell you on this, content is the royal prince. Content is what you write in the email is the royal prince. And what I mean by that, my recommendations to you would be something that you don't like, but I'm going to tell you anyway because it's got nothing to do with me. Anytime you introduce more graphics inside of your email, the email inboxes out in the world, Outlook, Gmail, Yahoo Mail, what have you, instantly see those as potential threats and phishing and spam. And they will put this little box that says, download external content. And as soon as that box exists, it goes to your promo tab or it loses deliverability. That's what's really important. So what I've done is I've dramatically stripped out all HTML from my email and I've gone to as close to text only as possible, which has skyrocketed the deliverability of my messages. Now, you may say, Sharon, but sometimes you include like a picture or a banner. I do that as an experiment. If you are not getting over 50% open rates and engagement rates in your email, you don't have permission, not only from me, from anybody, to send anything other than plain text in your email. But most people will send something like a floating Jiffy of a video that they think that's very interesting. Like, that's really bad. Don't send that at all. Because the Gmail, the HTML filters hate that. They think it's spam. They think you're sending phishing and porn and things like that, which is why they capture it and put it in the promo tabs and don't even let you all download external content. So content is the royal prince, but what you put in it is super important. The highly text-based emails will perform better than everything else that you can send because it will get to the more primary inboxes and you will have a chance to actually get the message out to the person that you want to get out to. So the first three are, number one, deliverability is king. Check yours at mail-tester.com. Number two, cadence is queen. Try to get to at some point of 3 days a week. Number three, content is a royal prince. The most important part of content is to strip out all the graphical materials from your email and actually write good email, because email is a text-based platform. No one woke up in the morning and went to read their email on Instagram, because Instagram is not a text-based platform. Yes, they can get some quotes, but Instagram, generally speaking, or TikTok is a video-based platform. However, LinkedIn, on the other hand, is a text-based platform. So you're actually mismatching modalities. When I open my email, I expect to read messages. I expect to read text. Send me text so that I can read it, so that I can explain it, understand it, feel it, welcome it, and that's super important. Here's lesson number four, which is train your subscribers. Train your subscribers to do what you want them to do, right? They call it, you know, we teach people how to treat us. So if you want your subscribers to reply, ask them to reply. If you want your subscribers to click, ask them to click. If you want your subscribers to share, ask them to share. Whatever you want your subscribers to do, tell them to do that. And you can't just tell them to do that when you want them to do that. So like, for example, if I'm selling something, I don't know if you sell something, but let's say I'm selling a book, and I have never sold anything on my email, and suddenly I say, click here to buy my book, people think that, oh, I've given all this goodwill for a while, so the subscribers will click and read my book. No, false, because they're not trained to do that. If you want them to click on stuff, you have to constantly teach them to click on stuff, because then they'll say, oh, Sharon always sends me stuff that I can click on stuff. Therefore, when he sends me the next thing, I feel safe clicking on stuff. We teach people how to treat us. So you got to get them to open, click, reply, what have you, that you want them to do way before when you want them to do that. You cannot train somebody to do something at the time you want them to do it. You got to train them before to do it. Just like a puppy, right? The over and over when you teach them to sit, come, stay, whatever, you can have them do it right the moment you want them to do it. There's some training associated with it. So the more we train our subscribers, the more they realize how they need to work with you. And that's super important. So number four, train your subscribers. Not in like a manipulative kind of way, but what's the entire point of getting people to get stuff from you if they don't do what you would love for them to do? So train them to do what you'd love for them to do, right? Number five, be like Stan Lee. Who's Stan Lee? Stan Lee was the creator of Marvel, Marvel Comics, Avengers, and all of that. And the thing that Stan did really well was he created the storyline across everything. So the storyline was so important. And so when people read your email, they should know it's you, right? You don't want, yes, you can have, even if you have somebody else write your email. By the way, I have a lot of folks that have other people write their email, their copywriters write their email, and 9 out of 10 of them are terrible, because I can tell right away that if I know the person and I see what's being written, there's such a big delta between who wrote that email and that person's personality. And the problem is, the reason they're not getting a lot of engagement and growth is because their emails don't sound like them. They sound extremely formal. They were written by somebody else, and they sound like they're trying to sell something. And that's fine. If you try to do it yourself, you'll probably do a better job of it. My point is, if you be like Stan Lee, you get to tell stories. You get to weave people into your life and into their journey. You got to, if you don't have a nickname for yourself, if you don't reference your dog, if you don't reference your daughter, if you don't reference your son, if you don't reference your where you live, like, constantly in my messages, I reference my family. I reference my daughter. I reference my son. I reference that my daughter likes unicorns. I reference a little nickname called One Dog. I reference where I live in Laguna Beach, California. I reference my travels. I tell them personal things about my life where I want them to feel like they're part of the journey with me, because the entire idea of quote marketing is communication, is getting people to be on this journey with you, whether or not they do anything with you. We are there to help enrich and change people's lives. And the way we do that is opening our lives to them. And it's crazy to me that all we think about is put something into ChatGPT, like someone is going to sell something or sell a listing or get a mortgage or join us for a coaching client or buy some product. It is crazy to me, because the ChatGPT emails are interesting at best. At least take those and create something from those. Because if you're not like Stan Lee, if there is no storyline, if there is no deep empathy, if there is no deep specificity, then you're just like everything else. Everyone can write ChatGPT emails. And the more you see an ocean of mediocrity, the more your personal stuff will stand out. So I'm not saying you should write your email, but I am saying that you should have a role in it, because I will tell you right now, probably the 25 emails that I get from people that I respect are not written by them. And I can tell right away. And if I can tell right away, most people can tell right away, because people are not dumb. Be like Stan Lee. Weave your story, share your story. The more mundane you think it is, like if you say, oh, my elbow hurts, say it. The other day I wrote a message about how I had to switch out some medications for my insulin, and it had now I had some side effects. And literally, I got so many responses from it saying, hey, what were those? Are you okay? And now they know, they have empathy around it, because all I did was share the truth, which is super, super important. Number five, be like Stan Lee. Give me the first five again. Number one, deliverability is king. Go to mail-tester.com. Number two, cadence is queen. Number three, content is a royal prince. Number four, train your subscribers before you need them to do something. Number five, be like Stan Lee. I got two more for you. Write for the big four. Every time you write an email, you have to ask yourself, what exactly do you want from this? And I'll tell you what I mean. The four big things in email are opens, clicks, replies, shares. So one has to happen, right? You always need to get an open before, otherwise you can't really do anything. So I always think about it as, what do I get? Open plus what? I always ask myself, open plus what? Do I want to open plus a click? Or do I want to open plus a reply? Or do I want to open plus a share? Because then I write the email with the goal of that thing. If I want someone to reply, I need to give them enough a reason to reply. If I want them to click on something, I need to give them enough of a reason to click on something. If I want them to share, which is the hardest thing, I need to give them enough of a reason from a quality of the email to share that thing. But I need to know right away what I want them to do. Because if I don't, just writing an email is not about writing the email. Writing the email, you got to write for the big four. Open plus what? Open plus click, open plus reply, or open plus share. I said of myself before I write the email, that way I know what exactly I want. So in a lot of my emails, sometimes you'll see, hey, if one of these resonated, just shoot me a reply. It's good because I each read each or every one of them. I want to see which one of them resonated. So if I shared five quotes and everybody came back that they like quote two, I know that quote two is the best one. And then I can utilize that elsewhere. I can build more upon that. I can write more content with that. I can create more ideas with that, because I know that's what and resonating with the community, right? Number six, write for the big four. You want them to open the email, but what else do you want? Do you need an open, click, reply, or share? Exactly what you're writing for. You cannot write for all four. But if you write for open plus what, then you'll know exactly why you're writing the email. Last but not least, number seven. Email, I will tell you right now, email marketing is a misnomer. Email is not marketing. Email is not marketing. Email marketing is a channel, just like social media or direct mail. That doesn't mean email is marketing. Stop thinking about email as marketing and start thinking about email as communication. Email is just a piece of communication. Communication that needs to inform, communication that needs to inspire, communication that needs to drive a desired specific action. However small that action may be, write email like you're writing to a friend. Leave the font, the HTML, the images, the colors, the looms, the bomb-bombs, all out of it. That's not what you want. You got to write email like you're writing to a friend. The raw links, the personalization, because that's how when email programs read it, they know that you're legit and that you're verified and that you actually know the person you're working with. Email is not marketing. Email is just a channel like social media or direct mail. So stop thinking about it like it's marketing and start thinking about it as a piece of communication, right? So here are seven lessons to learn from 7 million emails sent. Number one, deliverability is king. Go to mail-tester.com to see if you're getting good deliverability. Number two, cadence is queen. Number three, content is a royal prince, meaning strip all the HTMLs out of materials out of your email. Number four, train your subscribers because you want them to do something before you want them to do it. Number five, be like Stan Lee, the creator of Marvel. Weave personal stories into it. Tell them the most mundane things. Number six, write for the big four. Opens, clicks, replies, shares. Which one do you really want? Number seven, email is not marketing. Email is just a channel. So stop thinking about it as marketing and start thinking about it as communication, because when you get a good piece of communication with simple, direct, personal things, it changes your world forever. I don't know if this is helpful to you. It's pretty tactical, but if this is helpful to you, do me a favor, just screenshot this, tag me, and say this was interesting, because then I'll know which one of these episodes I need to make more of for you. I hope this was helpful. Please send them to your friends or your team, and always remember, greatness is a choice, and I hope you choose to utilize my seven lessons from 7 million emails. I'll catch you on the next one.
Hey,
Hey, Sharon, I have a cool gift for you. Since you like this podcast, I actually have an ultra super secret private podcast that I make just for my partner companies and the CEOs and influencers that I advise. It's called 10K Wisdom because I try to wrap $10,000 worth of value in every single episode in just under 10 minutes. That's why it's called 10K Wisdom. It's raw, it's real, it's got no intro or outro or anything like that. It's just straight to the point and to the insights. Since you like this podcast, I think you will like that. So, for the first time, I'm making it available to you. Just go to 10kwisdom.com, the number 10kwisdom.com, and my team will activate it for you as my gift. Go to 10kwisdom.com, I'll see you there.